Lila Nishmas of Klein Mishkamen Ben Reveli Melech. Tainus Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Beshlosha Prakam Beshana Kohanim Noisin Es Kapem Arba Pam Biom. There are three times in the year that the Kohanim would duchen four times a day. So really there was only one day that they duchen four times a day. That's on Yom Kippur. But there were three times, or one of those times, they duchen four times a day. And the rest of those days, meaning the other two out of the three, they duchened three times, only because there was only three davenings. Yom Kippur happens to have musaf. Because it has musaf, there are four tefillas throughout the day, and that's why they duchened four times. But the other two, there were only three tefillas. They didn't have musaf. We're going to see what those days were, and therefore the duchening only took place three times. Now, the Rav brings that this Mishnah, where we see that you duchen even on Mincha, is Rabbi Meir's Shita, because Rabbi Meir held that on a fast day, because we're going to see that the times they would duchen here is fast days, one's even allowed to duchen on Mincha. Now, normally, Kohanim don't duchen on Mincha, because you cannot duchen when you're drunk. And there was a reason, because they used to drink a lot during those days. They drank a lot of wine, sometimes during the day. Because of that, the Kohanim could not duchen by Mincha. But on a fast day, people aren't drinking or eating anyway. But the chashash is, the other Tanaim were choshish that maybe if we allowed them to duchen on mincha of one of these fast days, people would make the mistake and duchen on mincha of other days and would cause a takala. But you see, Reb Meir didn't hold that. So the Rav actually brings that the Tana that's cholik on Reb Meir is Rabbi Yossi. And the Rav says halachas like Rabbi Yossi on the cases in the Mishnah, which are Tainis, Mabodas, Yom Kippur, we're going to see soon, because all of them have a tefilas ne'ila. Ne'ila is not just for Yom Kippur, it's on these other days as well. And the Mabodas used to say ne'ila, it seems all the time. But since there's Ni'ila, which is towards the end of the day, I guess during that time, Mincha wasn't set at the very end of the day. And since Mincha wasn't set at the end of the day, because there was a Ni'ila afterwards, that Mincha was similar to the other Minchas they daven throughout the year. And we're afraid that they may get mixed up and eventually do it on days that they would eat during the day when they would daven Mincha, and it would cause a takala. They would do it while they were drunk. However, the one exception are like Tisha B'Av, or the four tiniest that have to do with the Chorban. Since the Rav says the davening mincha is at the very end of the day on those fasts, it's like ne'ila, and they wouldn't switch it for the rest of the year when people would eat during the time of mincha, so it wouldn't be a takala. So what are those times? B'shachris, b'musaf, u'v'amincha, u'v'ne'ila sharim. And this is specifically on Yom Kippur, because there are four tefillas. Shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ila. And the Yerushalmi goes into what is ne'ila, which sha'arim are we talking about? Are we talking about the shari shamayim, which seems to be later, at the Gemar Tefillah, at the end of Tefillah, while it's already dark? Or it's the Ne'ilah, is the locking of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, after they would light the menorah, which is earlier, which is while the sun was setting. And Rashi says that they were noeg to daven Tefillas Ne'ilah on all of their tiniest, just like we daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. And Lech HaShlomo brings, and it's mashma, that on the Mamadus, they'd also daven Ne'ilah, even not the fast days, but we're going to get to the Mamadus soon. So are the three times that they said Duchening, the tiniest of Mamadus, and the 24 emissaries that were designated to stand on behalf of Klal Yisrael, they were fasting. So that's why it applies to them that they were allowed to duchen the Kohanim of Yom Kippur, and also on Yom Kippur.